Welcome to the Beginning Meditation Podcast Series. For further information, please visit ihvh.co.uk. That's ihvh.co.uk.
Episode 9 of Beginning Meditation. Well, it's been coming up to 5 months since I recorded episode 8, and I'd like to take the time to really thank those people who got in touch with me through email or leaving a message in my guest book to say that they found these podcasts to be useful, and a few people have expressed the hope that I'll continue to record more episodes. Well, so here it is, episode 9. The reason I've waited so long is, well, two reasons really. I've been quite busy and I didn't want to just continue recording episodes for the sake of it. I wanted to wait until I had another idea or concept which I wanted to evolve and shape into the next episode, something that I thought would be beneficial and would add something new and not just be repeating the material which has already been covered. So, in this episode, I'm going to be introducing some elemental meditations, that is to say, meditations based on the four elements. The four elements of fire, air, water, and earth. These four elements, within many Occidental as well as Oriental traditions, are seen as being the building blocks of the universe, and they each possess their own unique qualities. Although their English names may make us think of the material realm, fire in the material world, water in the material world, etc., obviously there are correspondences, but they are not equal. So when we talk about the element of fire, we're talking about an element which possesses the qualities of expansion, of growth, of heat. Water, of contraction, shrinkage, coldness. Air is a kind of mediator between fire and water and possesses the quality of lightness. And earth brings together the other three elements in a more physical, concrete way in the material world, and possesses the quality of heaviness and solidity. So these elements have a very esoteric nature, and this podcast is aimed at introducing basic meditation techniques. So I'm not going to be delving into the more esoteric side of the elements during this episode. If you would like to find out more about the elements in that respect, I would advise that you study one of the many books available, in my opinion the best being a very comprehensive course which I've mentioned before by Franz Bourdon, and the title of the book is Initiation into Hermetics. For this episode though, what we're going to do is focus on nature, the natural world. I'm going to be introducing four different meditations, and they'll be divided according to the four categories, the four elements. It would be a good idea if you could actually go out into nature to experience these meditations and experience the full benefit of these meditations. What I'm offering during this episode is not a guided meditation. I'm just providing you with the information and the technique in the hopes that you will be able to go to a natural setting and do the meditations yourself from there. However, although the most ideal place to do these meditations would be a natural setting near a body of water, the ocean, a lake, a river, a stream, it is possible to do these meditations from home, simply using your imagination, and that's fine as well. Perhaps you could do that first, and then if the opportunity arises at a later date, you can conduct the meditation sessions within a more natural setting, in the midst of nature's beauty. Before I introduce the meditations themselves, I would like to thank two people for the kind and generous support of these podcasts. The first is Brian LeBeau, whose voice you heard right at the beginning of this episode. He's a professional voiceover artist and kindly offered to record a beginning introduction and a signing off recording for this podcast series. If you would like to find out more about Brian's work, you can visit his website at blebow, which is blebow.com. I'd also like to thank Chris Smith, whose original piece of music you've just listened to. That piece was called 725 North, and Chris kindly allowed me to use his music during this episode. Again, you can find out more about Chris's work by visiting his MySpace page, which is myspace.com/clearlyaudible. That's clearly audible. Thank you once again to both of you for your kind support. Okay, so let's start with the first of our four meditations. And like I said earlier, I'm not going to actually guide you through a meditation here, just introduce the technique. So let's start with the earth meditation. If you're in a natural setting, it might be a good idea to sit on the ground, on a blanket or directly on the ground, or even lie down if you wish. Now, this meditation works by focusing on the earth around you, nature around you, the ground itself, any rocks and trees and plants. If you're not actually physically located in a natural setting, then your imagination becomes even more important. You close your eyes and imagine yourself in an idyllic natural surrounding, maybe a place you've actually visited that could help you to make the visualization stronger. Bring in all of your senses, involve all of your senses, feel the ground beneath you and the air blowing through the trees or wherever it may be. Smell the smells in that environment. Hear the noises. Involve all of your senses as much as possible, as well as the sense of sight. So you spend a few minutes taking in the quality of the earth around you, the solidity and the beauty of it all. If there is a tree near you, it would be perfect to sit beneath a tree for this meditation and then imagine yourself becoming one with the tree. Now, this may sound a little bit like a cliche, but what you're doing is allowing your mind to calm, allowing any strong mental activity to mellow and to quieten, and then focusing, shifting your awareness over to a tree or a rock, something very earthy. and entering into the essence of that object. This could take a little practice if it's a completely foreign concept for you. But the practice itself will be enjoyable and relaxing. So your awareness is shifting into the object of concentration, of focus, the tree, the rock, the earth itself. And allow yourself to take on the qualities of that earthy object. Let's take the example of a tree. Imagine yourself becoming solid and still. Movements have slowed down, and you feel yourself becoming one with your natural surroundings. Everything is slower as you live through the ages, through the generations, witnessing the changes in the environment around you. You may feel the inside of your physical body changing to wood, solid, your skin to bark, and roots growing from the soles of your feet down into the depths of the earth. And meanwhile, your branches stretch up and out into the air around you. Feel the breeze. Birds nesting. Insects crawling around you, and you really take the time to become one with this object. If it's a rock, you feel the solidity, the stillness, and the strength, molded over hundreds or thousands of years by the elements, the weather, the wind, the rain. That's your earth meditation. Perhaps after a little bit of practice, you will begin to feel the qualities of the earth. You'll feel more centered, more grounded, and stronger. Our next meditation is a meditation on water. And again, if you can be near a body of water for this meditation, great. If not, we are using simply the power of the human imagination or memory. If you are sitting beside a river or the ocean and you can put your feet in the water, even better. So this meditation is using the same technique as the earth meditation. Take some time to relax, to clear your mind, to calm down your body, your emotions, your thoughts, and then focus your awareness on the water. Feel it. If your feet are in it, hear the noise it makes, smell the saltiness if it's the ocean, or the freshness if it's clear, fresh water. And when you feel ready, allow yourself to merge with the essence of the body of water itself. You may imagine that the water rises up to fill your body until your whole physical being dissolves into water, and then you melt down and join the body of water, the vastness of the ocean, for example. And one of the amazing qualities of this type of water meditation is how it allows you to feel the sense of being part of something greater, being a drop in a body of water. You're not individually responsible for everything. You can let go of that control, that sense of individual power, and dissolve into a vast body of water. Feel the coldness of the water, but don't judge it as being bad because it's cold. It's just cold, and that's the way it is. Feel the movement of the various creatures which live in the water. And just spend time relaxing your mind and delving deeper into this sense of vastness and fluidity. If something else enters your mind which is not related to this particular meditation, allow it to flow and then leave your mind. Use the quality of water to allow it to flow out through your mind and out and dissolve, evaporate. Our next meditation focuses on the element of air. And for this meditation, it really is beneficial to be able to stand somewhere in the open on a fairly breezy or windy day. In nature is preferable, but not necessary. Somewhere where you're alone would be ideal, because you can focus all of your attention on the meditation and not have to worry about passers-by. Standing is good for this meditation, but if you're somewhere where you can feel the wind or the air passing around you while you're sitting, then that also is okay. If it's absolutely impossible for you to get outside, then again, use your imagination. So you're standing or sitting, and just become aware of the air around you, the wind blowing around your physical body. Take some time to allow your mind to calm, to become in touch with your physical body, and then shift your attention to the wind, feeling it, hearing it, smelling it. Just allow it to be. And then after a few moments, imagine that your body is becoming less and less material. That's to say, the wind is able to pass through your physical body. Feel the wind passing through your physical body. Feel its coldness or warmness, its lightness. and allow it to pass through, unhindered. And then as you delve further into this meditation, you can imagine your physical body dissolving completely, molecules being blown away by the wind up into the vastness of the sky, swirling, dancing. You're no longer restrained by a physical shell. Your awareness floats free in the air itself. Feel the lightness, the airiness of it all, the beauty. And then when you're ready, return to your physical body. It's important at the end of all of these meditations to take the time to return yourself to your physical body, to feel your body, to become more grounded, and to give yourself a few moments to readjust to being back in your physical body. Our last meditation uses the element of fire as its focus. And for this, we're actually going to use the sun itself. So, if you're in your natural setting outside, you're focusing on the sun above you. Now, obviously then, daytime is the best time to do this meditation. But even if it's a cloudy day, as long as you can imagine yourself being drawn towards the sun, then that's fine. And so this meditation can be done equally well indoors. Take the time to relax yourself and focus on the sun. Imagine yourself being drawn up towards the sun, closer and closer, and as you feel the heat of the sun, don't judge it as good or bad. Allow that heat to penetrate your physical body, becoming hotter and hotter as you approach the body of the sun. Eventually you will imagine yourself standing at the very core of the sun blazing all around you, intense heat and fire, expansion, creativity and growth. Allow these qualities to be absorbed into your physical body. And then allow yourself to merge with the fire of the sun itself, until there is no longer a barrier between you and the fire. You are one. Feel the radiating qualities of the sun as its heat is thrown out into the solar system. Feel its expansion and growth, its strength and passion. And after a few moments or minutes or however long you feel is necessary for the first time of conducting this meditation, reverse the process. Imagine your physical body standing at the core of the sun, and then slowly withdraw back to Earth, back to your physical location. The heat drains away, back to your normal body temperature. Feel your physical body and open your eyes. Take a few moments to slowly just move your hands and feet. Look around you, reorientate yourself. And perhaps it'd be a good idea to drink some water or get up and just walk around a little bit to stretch yourself. So those are the four elemental meditations. You may find them useful. They may not be your cup of tea, but it's good to try different types of meditation because different people will gain different things from them. I wish you the best of luck, and I hope you really enjoy your meditation practice. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Beginning Meditation. Any suggestions or questions are welcomed. Go to ihvh.co.uk for more details. That's ihvh.co.uk.